going to have the fans have a rally between themselves. The Beechnuts, who double up the Patriot fans right now, but they're both pretty even for sound. They get it inside to Holland. Holland goes to the left side, goes up, tries to do a little floater with his right hand, and he can't get it, and now we're going to get a reach-in foul. I believe that's going to go against Rick. I'm not sure.
Yep, I think Seaman got his hands on that ball and had good position.
So that turnover there, Dan Rick, Holland went in up with his made the left, he turned to his right, went up with his left, switched to his right in the air, and just couldn't get the roll.
He also got a screen in the paint that helped.
Kovic brings the ball up to court. He's at the top, covered by Botello. To the right side of Seaman, back to the top to Kovic. Botello's not giving him an opening. They find Mazur in the middle, but he kicks it back out. It comes back up to the top of Kovic. To the right side of Sorensen. He's covered there by Fletcher. Now he gets the screen, but he's not open. He gives it to Kraft on the left side. Kraft's covered by Holland. He's backing him down. He gets him down where he wants him. Now he turns to go to make a move. Botello tries to help him out. Can't get the shot off. He gets
Holland
the shot off,
rebound.
But Holland gets the rebound. Nice play there by Botello to alter that shot and help out his big guy, Holland. Holland now has a way out here behind the three, and he gives it off to Fletcher. McBrayer sets up his offense at the top, covered by Kraft. They come to the right side to Botello. He's covered there by Seaman, back at the top to McBrayer. Now to Holland, who steps out of the paint. Now he feeds it into McBrayer, who is cutting across the paint, got it on the low block, but he got pushed from behind.
It's Sean Sorensen who's going
to
get that.
And that's going to go to Sorensen. It'll be Sorensen second, team third. 4:24 to go here in the third quarter. USA with the lead, 21-18. Checking back into the game is Jordan Boom. Coming out of the game is Dustin Mazur. Jake Collins all set to take it out underneath the basket on the baseline. Throws it up to Kyle Fletcher. Back to Botello in the corner for three, and he misses it. Long rebound. Hustle down. Botello, Grkovic go after it. At half court, the coverage manages to get it. And Kraft did a great job reading that play. He gets to the basket.
He had it on the run.
The whole time, Kraft did a great job. He had confidence that Grkovic could track it down. Great play by both of them there to have confidence in each other.
I don't know who to give the rebound because there were three deflections before the ball got to the shooter.
So that makes it 20-21. USA still with the lead.
Now we got a rally ball going on.
And Kraft chases down the long rebound there. He brings it to the other end, throws it out to Seaman for the 19-footer. No good. Rebound tipped around, but Botello throws it down, pushes it up the court to the right side to Fletcher. Fletcher's got a one-on-one. Holland sneaks it back over. Nice move by Holland to come across the paint and help up the guy. And now a lazy pass by Sorensen. Botello almost took it off, but Sorensen got it back. And Harbor Beach is going to take a timeout and settle things down. We'll be back.
The time has come to upgrade your phone. Stop into Thumb Cellular and try out the LG Axis smartphone. Powered by Android, now only $59. Check out all the features. Snap photos on the fly with a 3.2 megapixel digital camera with flash. Listen to your favorite music on the MP3 player. Text with ease while using the QWERTY keyboard. Surf the web like a pro with the HTML browser with 3G speed. Get apps from the Android marketplace. Find your way using Google Maps with GPS. Plus, the LG Axis has Wi-Fi. It's time to organize your life with the LG Axis Android smartphone. And it's only $59 at Thumb Cellular. Stop into the location nearest you in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms of service apply. Now through March 31st, get the LG Axis smartphone for only $59 from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, 3:28 in the third. USA with the lead, 23-20 in the ball. Harbor Beach with the ball there. Coach Rubo really jumped on a quick timeout and
needed
to there. We saw some sloppy play for about 30 seconds, which we haven't seen that out of Harbor Beach in the last two games at all.
We needed to calm them down a little bit. They got a little bit of offense going, but
it's hard to stay calm here. The fans are into it from both sides. It's a great atmosphere. Kraft with the ball on the right side. He goes down the baseline. Can't get nothing. He kicks it back to Boom. Boom tries to work it in the paint. He's covered by Gangler. He kicks it back out to Seaman. Seaman feeds it down low to Boom. Boom resets himself, but Gangler's got him, and Gangler takes it away from him.
Turnover.
Right into the hands of Comer. Comer brings it up the court now for USA, and he gives it up to the top to McBrayer. Brings it to Botello. Shuffle pass underneath to Rick.
They can extend the lead here. They're 3 points up, and Jay Collins getting a much-needed break on the bench.
Botello gets it, get passed back over to the right side, all the way over now to Rick. They get it inside the corner. He drives the baseline. He's not there. He kicks it out to Botello, who thinks about three, but he wasn't open. Now they get it to Rick for a wide open three, and he drains it. Nice ball movement by Patriots. They are moving it quickly and fast. It's almost touch pass what's going on here.
Yeah, a lot of great patience. One more pass to find that open shooter.
Nobody's forcing it right now for USA. Djurkovic with the ball in front of the beach nut. Now he gives it to Kraft at the top. He throws it back to Djurkovic for the open three. And he finally gets the three, making it 26-23. Harbor Beach trailing here.
That was the offensive tempo that they have used. Dribble drive.
Oh, boy. Turnover USA. And that one was that was only because of the hustle play by Djurkovic. He was fagging off of Rick after he saw him pick up the dribble, and Rick then forced the shot over to Comer a little high, and it went into the stands. So both side guards are just getting a little bit excited here. Seeing some unforced turnovers.
Got to be happy to only be down by three with some of the errors that they've made here today.
And it's nice to see Djurkovic open up with a three. I'm sure that was a little breather as Sorensen seemed to cool off a little bit as he gets it now out on the right side three-pointer, but he's covered there tightly by McBrayer, and McBrayer forces him back to the logo. Now he tries to drive in the paint. He kicks it to Kraft. Kraft covered by Comer. He drives to the baseline, can't get anything, brings it back out to the top. Now he's covered by McBrayer. They reset it. Now they throw it to Sorensen, who's wide open from the last spot. He made it. He can't make it from there. Gangler with the rebound. Here comes McBrayer looking for more. He splits the defenders, goes up, loses control, but it goes into Gangler. Gangler goes up and over, loses it. A nice power dribble by the big guy. Gosh, I love to see that from the big guys when they use those power dribbles. Kraft throws it down the court. He gets it to Booms. Booms loses the handle. He gets it. It goes up off the backboard. He gets his own rebound. Goes over to the other side to Gangler. Booms worked hard underneath there. He just couldn't get it. And Gangler with the ball. 58 seconds to go. USA with the lead. 28-23 in the third quarter. They look to pull it out now and wait. Botello's waiting to check in here. You're okay. Gives it down into Holland by McBrayer. Holland can't get it, but he gets his own rebound.
Oh,
and he gets the reverse from underneath the basket. Nice play there. A nice hustle by Holland to stick with it.
Nobody boxed him out. He's got a big body. He was already inside when he missed the first shot. There for the rebound.
30-23, Patriots with the lead. Harbor Beach with the ball, 20 seconds to go. But they turn it over. Comer gets the ball. He comes up the court. And Sorensen and Djurkovic try to stop him.
Yeah,
and that foul is going to go against
Djurkovic. Yeah.
And that'll be his second, team's fourth. 24 seconds to go here in the third quarter. USA 30, Harbor Beach 23. USA is going to get the ball first side of the court on the visitor side.
Back in for Jordan Boone.
They get it into Holland. Holland hands it off to Comer at the top. Over to the left side to McBrayer. He brings it back to the top. He's inside the half-court logo. Now he takes it to the left side, covered by Kraft. They force it into Holland. Kraft gets it. Kraft pushes it up the court. Throws it off, tries to make a spin move and go up off the rim. Nice move by him to pull up and top, and he popped it. 30-25, USA at the lead in the ball. 2 seconds, Holland for three. Just falls off the back flat part of the rim.
Job.
At the end of the third quarter, it's USA 30, Harbor Beach 25. We'll be right back after this break.
Smart motorists know that when you cut through all the smoke and mirrors, a manufacturer's rebates and other incentives are the same for all its authorized dealers. But all dealers are not the same. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring reopened a closed dealership in 2007. They created 18 jobs and they worked to bring customers back to Sebring. They worked on customer service and customer satisfaction. Things like 25% sales increases showed they were doing things right. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi, which is great when you have to wait. In this day of more and more demands and our shrinking paychecks, they have actually managed to roll back some prices. But they've kept the things you like best, such as higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where we're starting the fourth quarter. The USA Patriots with the lead, 30-25 over Harbor Beach. The fans are up. The student sections are up, I should say.
Yeah.
And they're into it. Harbor Beach has doubled up the USA Patriots, but give credit to the USA Patriots. They are giving it back to them.
They got some energy.
And here comes Harbor Beach.